B-Pod Studios.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 2 o'clock in Philadelphia and time for the best show ever. Now, your starting lineup. Bring in the heat. Ricky. The Fanatic, Philadelphia.
Good afternoon, everybody, on this Friday. Good afternoon. Best show ever here on 97.5, The Fanatic at NBC Sports Philadelphia. The crew's all here. We're going to have a better outing than Aaron Nola, so let's get right to the opening statements. We start with the word of the day. And the word of the day today is repeat. Repeat. Because yesterday we saw something that we've seen many times in the past with the Phillies. Now, I want to make it very clear at the top, even though no one will hear it out loud. I believe overall Nola's going to be fine. Period. So did I say that out loud, Jen? Did I say that out loud?
Yes, you did. I heard it.
Okay. At the same time, it was a repeat. This dude can't pitch worth a damn when he gets a lead. It's the weirdest thing in the world. When he gets a big lead, he always stinks. And I don't understand it. It doesn't add up. And I get it. It's one game. So I'm not saying he's going to stink all year. He also isn't always going to be spotted a 5-0 lead. It's a weird thing where this dude can't seem to pitch well when he gets a big lead. And then we saw somebody get on base, and now he gets all jittery. And it's a clock. You know what you can do? You have a big lead. Throw strikes. But this guy, it's only frustrating the way it happened. If he gave up 5 runs and it gave up 2-1-2, something like that, you go, okay, he just wasn't sharp. They gave him a 5-0 lead. What the heck is going on with this dude when he gets leads?
I don't know. And even when you do get into some trouble, it would be nice if your number one guy could get out of it. Now, I do believe that this is isolated. All right. I don't think he's going to stink. He'll have a day where he goes 8 innings and he gets 11 strikeouts and he dices up the lineup. No doubt about it. But, you know, it's annoying on opening day. The emotions are high. We're excited. You go up 5-0. You see back-to-back triples. You watch Bowman, his opposite field power. And then with the blink of an eye, it's 5-2. And then the 3-run home run, which Rob Thompson, I think he fell asleep at the wheel a little bit, because that's when you got to get him out of there, Ricky.
That's Caleb Cotham. You had to get him out of there. You saw, I would have taken him out right after the game went to 5-2.
Yeah.
I believe he was at 61 or 62 pitches right there. Spring training does not get you ready. At least now, not nowadays. Back in the day, you would try to pitch to 100 pitches in spring training. You don't see anything near that right now. So how many of these starting pitchers are ready to go into these high leverage situations? I don't think many of them are. We saw DeGrom yesterday. He looked horrible. And then Aaron Nola looked okay. I thought, in all honesty, the first batter of the game, Marcus Semien, kind of put Nola back on his heels. You're talking about a 10-pitch at-bat. He ends up grounding out. Okay, fine. But you ate up pitches in that first inning, 20-something pitches in the first inning. I don't think that helped Nola going forward. And, you know, I don't care about this pitch clock. This pitch clock is 20 seconds. Mm-hmm. 20 seconds to get a pitch off when a man's on base. That should not hurt anybody. 20 seconds, and when you really think about it, is a lifetime when you're standing out that mound to throw one pitch. I recommend all the pitchers to study beforehand. Don't count on your little cheat sheets in your hat. Don't cheat sheet them on your hands. Do your homework. Know what you want to do every single pitch, and you'll have plenty of time to waste out there. So for Aaron Nola, this is going to be a blip. It's going to be a blip on the radar screen. I really believe that he's going to come back and pitch well. I think he will, but I don't think he's at that point right now to go deep in games.
And well, that's also troubling in this way. Some people, when they don't have their best stuff, find a way to battle. We've seen this with him. If he's on, he's good. And more often than not, he's on. But when he doesn't have his stuff, he doesn't have any battle in him. He submits to the other team. He allows them to do whatever he wants. He has none of that fight. We saw it with Verlander in the World Series, unfortunately. He didn't have his stuff in either time he faced the Phillies. But that second time, with nothing, he's throwing up their slop. He found a way to fight his way through despite not having stuff. Nola still, to this day, wanting $200 million, does not have that ability.
I think a good way to put that is that he's stuck in third gear. He doesn't really have a fourth or a fifth gear, and he doesn't know when to take off and stay down below that. I think he just gets stuck on one stream, and when you do that, your pitches aren't changing. You're not doing anything differently. They know your curveball. They know when you're going to throw it. They have a pretty good idea of what you have on your off-speed pitches that day. He didn't have an off-speed pitch.
No.
Yesterday. I mean, he had a curveball. It wasn't very good. If it was good, it wasn't good out of his hand, which in the major leagues, it just turns into a useless pitch. And when he flattens out, it's tee up on Nola time.
Well, here's the problem. There's a lot of pitchers out there that throw high 90. So if you make a mistake with a pitch that's 99, maybe someone swings through it. 92 and flat in this league, Grossman or whoever it is, I'm just saying.
Whoever it is.
They're going to take that thing for a ride.
He's better than this. He has to find that other gear. And it's been years.
Yeah.
I mean, this hasn't been like a one-year thing. We've seen this before. This didn't just come out of the blue. This is Aaron Nola that could show up every once in a while. Nobody likes this Aaron Nola. But, I mean, he's got to figure a way to get out of innings when he needs to wiggle through them.
Yeah, because I acknowledge, hey, not ready, whatever it might be, tired. I thought, I said it on the air during the game yesterday, they should take him out. It was a mistake not to take him out at 5-2.
Yeah, I think
it was a mistake.
Most people that watch baseball a lot would have said the same thing. I thought that brilliant. I mean, it's a smart move. Why didn't Caleb Cotham see that?
I don't know.
They didn't have anybody up.
And that was weird. As soon as you start getting a guy on base, get somebody up.
If you see him laboring,
you have an off day.
I mean,
you have an off day today. So you can use everybody hypothetically, then everybody's off. So it was very strange. So 610-632-0975. And I saw it on social media yesterday. There's another layer to this. For the first time, this is where we're hypocrites. I feel comfortable saying we're wrong in this sentiment. But this sentiment is now here. Most fans thought that the Nola contract was going to get done and he'd be a career Phillies player. Unfortunately, the deal wasn't done. And then, like Jason Stark and the Phillies, Domoski's savvy. It comes out that they were very far apart at the time where right now Dombrowski has unlimited cachet. He's like the most trusted guy in Philadelphia. So the thinking, even though we have no idea what the actual numbers were, clearly the Phillies wanted him and offered him a good deal. He must be greedy to not want to take it. That starts to trickle out there. And then the next thing becomes, you can't pay him all that money if he's going to pitch like he did opening day. You can't pay him that much. And this is something he hasn't had to deal with. He signed that deal early the first time. And therefore, you got people who will be frustrated with him at times, how he pitched in September and in years past. But no one ever talked about money, greed, etc. This time, I'm looking on social media, and 85 to 95% of the comments weren't, oh, he was bad. It was, oh, you can't pay this guy. Oh, he doesn't deserve this money. He doesn't realize, because this is new for him, that he's going to have one more start on the road before he pitches at home. If his next outing isn't good and he comes home, the amount of pressure on Aaron Nola in that first inning at home will be as much as a World Series game with these fans, because the fans all of a sudden are not looking at him as the guy who took less to be in Philly. He's now the greedy guy who wants $200 million, and he can't even beat the Texas Rangers.
We have a 5-0 lead.
And I'm wondering if he's prepared for this sentiment.
You're absolutely right, because I used to defend Aaron Nola last year with a couple of my friends who hated him and despised him. I'm like, hey, calm down. But what I would use is, you're only paying him $16 million.
Right.
Or look at the friendly contract that he's on right now. That's out the window at this point.
Right.
And it is going to be intense. If he goes out there at Citizens Bank Park after a couple slip-ups, it's going to be a hostile environment. And look, I don't know Aaron Nola personally, but is it fair to say that, you know, there's been some times when it was deep into a season where maybe it was a little fragile by him. I don't know how he's going to be able to handle this. I hope he is ready, because it's a different beast.
Well, last year was the first year that there was all that talk of him late in the season. He showed up late in the season last year.
He did.
I get that part. I still think this is just a blip. I think it's going to be something that he could get over and he's going to move on from. But, I mean, it's something that leaves a sour taste in everybody's mouth, and it should. It should, because you're not judging this team from last year. You're judging them from yesterday.
Right.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. This is a new team. It's a new year, and this is where you judge them from. Now, I don't want to hear people calling in, well, he did this, this, and this in September last year and in the World Series. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Does that matter, what he did last year? Anyone? Well, no?
No.
Not at this point. It's about right now. I'm trying to get back.
It's about everybody getting on the same page as this team. I will say this much. The Phillies offense scored 7 runs yesterday. You do that a lot in the season, it's going to be a lot of wins automatically.
Yeah. So we'll talk about some of the positives as well. Also today, we got to get Ricky and Hunter back on the same page.
Uh-oh.
So we got our little competition Friday. Now, it's going to vary week to week, but this week, Jen in her drawer has a $25 Wawa gift card that could go to you.
Here's, to a listener.
To the listener. But here's how they got to earn it. It's trivia today. Next week is going to be something else. The following week it'll be something else. But it's Ricky plus Hunter versus the callers. And now the steals are in play for the callers and for you guys.
Okay.
So let's say I asked this this particular question. Like if I said, how many colors are in a rainbow? And let's say the caller says 6. You guys could still say 7, and then you would get the extra point. If the caller gets it right, you get 1 point. Same with you guys, though. If you guys get one wrong,
they could take
the next caller could also steal the question. So the steal is in play. But I got a lot of faith that you guys will be a together unit for 4 hours today.
I agree.
We're good.
This is the most team-friendly I've been, and I think maybe that Ricky's been. We'll find out, and we can see how this goes.
He must have had a burger.
What do you mean? I didn't eat. No,
I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm just kidding.
No meat.
No meat. Uh-huh. Come on now.
610-632-0975. We saw a repeat from Nolan, not because he had a bad outing. Those things happen. What was odd was 5-0 lead, and then he starts staking. Why not stake when it was 0-0? It made it more annoying because you feel good up 5-0, and then his pitching made us feel bad, and then they lost the game. We'll talk about it here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
NBC Sports Philadelphia. Best show ever. 610-632-0975. Time to update our Twitter poll with Jen Scorta.
All right. I forgot that I played this. I was just getting excited about it.
Yeah, we had a Britney Spears segment. Womanizer.
Yes, there you go. How encouraged are you with Alec Boehm and Nick Castellanos after their performances yesterday? Same old, sits at 6%. 31% now say they're on fire. 63% winning remains to be seen.
Remains to be seen. So people aren't going all in on it, probably more because of Castellanos than Boehm, but I guess fairness, one game for both of them.
True.
Now, the morning show did something funny this morning. Bob Cooney did. He asked a random question about about smoking. Mm-hmm. Who you would want to smoke with, what celebrity would you want to smoke with, and somehow the morning show host John Kincaid that was out today came up. So I want to ask you, Ricky Bo, because you've had to spend the most time with him, do you think it'd be fun to smoke with John Kincaid?
No.
I'm confused.
No, not at all.
What are you talking about?
Like, smoke a cigar and drink some bourbon?
No. How about a little...
No, that's what I'm saying. Just smoke.
Okay.
All right? Not a cigarette. Not a cigar.
Okay.
Now, how much do you think he would talk about the Atlanta Braves? The Atlanta Falcons?
Maybe a lot.
Even a little Atlanta Hawks?
A lot.
Quite a bit. Now, okay, so you say no to John. What about Anthony Gargano?
Oh, man.
Would that be fun?
Think about, here's the issue. Normally, when you do that, you get a little hungry. Think about the platters of food that would be around this, because he's very particular about it. There'd be no condiments.
Ketchup. Ketchup's not allowed for any. So if you get fries, you're not allowed to have any ketchup.
Or ranch dressing.
Right. Or any ranch dressing. That's not allowed to exist. No, you can't put any. The sandwiches can't have anything on the bread.
Now,
sports-wise. So you have a chicken cutlet. No. He claims that he dips marinara. He dips his fries in marinara sauce.
Come on.
Like, this is what I'm saying. Like,
you need some ketchup.
Right, no, marinara sauce.
So I think in terms of how much fun it would be watching a game, great. When it got to the munchy part
this
of it,
this is what I'm talking about.
I would
about.
Struggle with the Gargano situation.
So John out.
Yeah.
All right.
Anthony's a maybe?
Anthony
for me is a no because of the rules.
Yeah, the food would be the problem. Yep. The sports, I think, would be really, if we're at a game, I don't know, watching the game, whatever, I think that would be excellent. The food part is where I think
we're
cause some
trouble. Talking about just the there's no sports.
Oh, we're not even watching sports with the people.
That's all you're doing is you're in a room.
And you're eating.
And you're smoking.
Okay.
And you can eat. That way you, but the point is, John, no.
I got to be
Anthony,
out on Anthony.
No, for different reasons.
For the food, yes.
Could you imagine you getting ready to go eat and he tells you no ketchup allowed?
No. Oh,
man.
No.
But marinara sauce is allowed?
No.
I mean, that's psycho. And then, if you, let's say he said, yo, bro. He goes,
Oh, man.
No, bro. Grab me a little bit of this. Okay. You go to grab it. If two foods touch, he throws the whole plate out.
I just don't get it.
And if he has any ketchup on it, he doesn't just like hand it to you, he throws it out.
Uh-uh. Ketchup is delicious.
No.
Yes.
And when he went to Italy last summer, the thing he liked most, like it's all these beautiful views and everything like that. And everybody likes the food, obviously, in Italy. You know what he liked the most? They didn't put anything on the sandwiches. That's what he liked the most. That they didn't put anything on the sandwiches.
He's weird.
That's a crazy takeaway from Italy.
From Italy. Everything was so fresh. I'm like, yeah, but that doesn't mean you can't put a sauce. No, it was none of that. I was like, they probably saw you and knew. You going to tell me in Italy you can't get anything on bread?
I find that hard to believe. Me too.
There's pesto out there.
That's what I'm saying. There was no pesto on not a single sandwich?
Come on.
In the whole country of Italy?
There is.
But that's what he talked about. Thing he was most memorable. I mean, other than his time with like his wife.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
But like other than that, like what else did you like? It was like, oh man, the sandwiches. They just hand you the sandwiches, nothing on it.
He has such potential to be a great foodsman, and he's just not.
He's just not.
He's just not.
He's just not.
Mm-mm. His rules are way too strict.
Yeah.
Way too strict.
Yeah. So the morning show thought it would be funny with John and I won't go tell all the jokes through some parameters with NBC Sports Philadelphia. But, boy, was it hilarious. You should check out our social media and see what Pat Egan had to say because it was quite delightful. It was quite, quite delightful. But I thought, like, Anthony would be just as bad in that way. Like, if it was watching a game, who better than Anthony to watch a game?
Exactly.
But once you add any kind of substance, you got to deal with him, with the food.
Yeah, you get
it becomes
you get
a nightmare.
You're excited to get a whole tub of Pringles, right? And he's like, that's not a chip. That's not a real chip.
Oh, that would piss me off.
Yeah, he's anti-Pringles. Oh, he hates Pringles.
I love Pringles.
Pringles are great.
Who doesn't like Pringles?
And I'm looking
at the ingredients side by side. The Pringles have one different ingredient than potato chips. The way he was talking, it was like, they make those in a lab, bro. And then the chips, he acts like all potato chips, like every chip, they just hand slice, fry them, and put them in a bag.
Yeah, his Pringle take.
But Pringles
I can't get behind.
Like with a test tube.
Oh, come on.
That's
Anthony.
That's what he said.
Pringles are great. Like,
who doesn't like a Pringle?
Yeah, it fits perfectly because of the shape. It's in that perfect
shape. Yeah, it's in the tube.
Love
it's like,
it.
Bang.
The only tough part is, in the tube, when it starts to get low, you got to turn the tube upside
and then
down.
Some of the crumbs.
The crumbs.
I tell you what.
The crumbs at the bottom.
You try to get the chips on, the crumbs are falling all over. Yeah, it's okay.
But other than that.
But did anybody ever think of just putting them in like a bowl?
No.
You have to get him out of the game.
That's a psycho move. No. You don't pour the Pringles out of the container.
Why?
Do you do that?
No.
Well, because you're normal.
But what I'm saying is I don't have such a strong reaction.
Right. I'm going to eat them in one sitting anyway.
No.
No, I'm with Hunter. You have to put your hand in and pull them out.
Guess who's back?
Yeah. Oh. Now this is back. What I'm saying is I never thought to put them in a bowl.
No, me neither.
Just like unless there's company, I don't think to put my chips in. I eat them out the bag.
Right.
Unless there's company, yes. And it's like, I'm saying, when
you
I'm
could
home,
just do like a just a paper towel, just line them up.
I've never thought
even
to do that.
Even with company, though, I would put regular potato chips in a bowl.
But you would just put
the Pringles,
Pringles
out in the can.
And tell everybody to just pour out a few into their hand.
Yeah.
See, the Pringle isn't a party chip for, if you're doing that, you're getting the hers and you're dumping it in.
See, now you're making rules.
Yeah, you don't do the Pringle is, this no, is they my... Can be there. This is my tube.
You know, so, you're probably right, because the Pringles probably sit in the back of the cabinet or something until late night. You come home from the bar and you're like, oh, let's eat the Pringles. But you brought out the nicer stuff. Not even nicer, just the other stuff earlier, maybe?
It's accessible for the big bag of hers. You dump it in a bowl. You don't dump anything out of the tube.
Well, I agree.
This food rule thing, I'm trying to understand. So imagine Ricky Bo throws a party.
Okay, am I invited?
And I just want Pringles.
Right, and then on the table is a bowl with chips. Those chips happen. Oh, no, hold on. On the table, there's a bowl of chips.
Okay.
Would you be fine?
Yep, that's
no issues,
move.
Jen?
No, that's fine.
No issues, Hunter.
Good move.
Okay, then you look slightly closer, and you notice the distinct shape of Pringles in the bowl. Now you're
out. Is that weird?
I wouldn't be out. I would just look at them and say, what kind of weirdo puts Pringles in a bowl?
Yeah, it's a weird
I would
move.
Eat them.
What if he's what if Ricky Bo is an innovator?
No, we can't be going that far. What? Okay. The track record of him being the innovator then.
I'm saying we don't know his food stuff, okay? He's good with food.
Do we know that?
Ricky Bo, it's brought in. Yes. Everybody liked the rice balls.
That's right. You're right. I did see that.
He knows food.
They are delicious.
Yes. Ricky knows pitching and food, if nothing else.
Yes, if nothing else.
We should have
pitching
a
and food.
Because obviously you don't believe in my female stuff because of Valentine's Day.
Right.
Yes.
So if nothing else, we know he knows pitching and food. So how do we know that the right way to eat a Pringles, for example, is out of a bowl instead of the can.
You know what the problem is? He hears, once you pop, you don't stop.
Is that their phrase?
It used to be.
Oh. It used to be the phrase.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't. I can't admit that you're right, is really what it is. So anything that you do has to be wrong in my eyes. We need a cook-off between him and Coach.
Ooh. Well, see, that's unfair, though.
Why?
Because he cooks differently.
Formal training versus a home cook.
That's okay.
On the shows, they separate home cooks from chefs.
Well, I think Eric...
On all the big shows.
I never took classes.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think he, you know, makes gourmet meals every night. I think he, you know, makes everyday meals.
Why don't Hunter...
Uh-oh.
What do you cook... It's not to embarrass you.
No, it's fine. I'm not the...
What is the thing that you cook the best?
Oh, man. I really don't even know if there's... The wife does the cooking. I'm just going
to straight
What
I'm saying,
up.
You don't have one go-to?
You can do one thing.
What is...
We know you can make a grilled cheese. You learned that when you were, 25?
Yes.
A couple years ago?
She was on your side a minute ago.
Third on, you see? Angel. You don't have any specialty whatsoever?
Not really.
Like, I'm a griller.
Yeah, I make a nice salmon.
No pasta.
Definitely not the pasta guy.
Dylan's your age. He does a nice lasagna.
Dylan's been talking about this lasagna for a while. I think he needs to make us some food.
See, here's the problem. What happens after what happened with Knockout? You see, yesterday we were talking about Knockout. I talked about how you did well third on the staff, and we didn't talk about how Dylan kind of choked.
Oh,
he missed two layups. Then he and his
he got eliminated. Far earlier than he was supposed to, he took a big step back from being second on the whole staff.
He did.
The person who beat him wasn't even there because they were working back at the studio, and he came in, I don't know, seventh, eighth amongst the staff.
Yeah.
The documentary was still released.
Yes,
but there was going to be major theater people involved in this. Had he won,
actors,
so it cost him a lot of money. For the options on his rights.
Okay.
If he's to do a cook-off against Ricky, and Ricky was to beat him, That would be two massive L's in a row. Oh. And I don't understand why you, Hunter, and you, Jen, are so comfortable allowing him to lose that way.
Well, I'm more, see, my vote, I didn't even taste the food yet, and I know he already has one vote, right? So, like, I can't have this guy win anything. Why? Well, that's the issue.
So you're going to vote for his food, Dylan's food, no matter what?
Correct.
So let's say you got it, and I don't know, I haven't had his lasagna. What if it's terrible?
I can't imagine it being worse than what he's making.
May you be poisoned by his lasagna.
That won't happen.
You don't know that.
That won't happen.
Have you really taken a deep look into his eyes?
You haven't paid your dues yet, all right? You're in trouble over there.
I'm not in trouble.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, you are. You are in trouble.
Maybe from you, not from him. I'm not taking garbage from him.
Look at this. Look at this. Now, how are you
supposed to be on the same page?
You guys supposed to be on the same page.
I was on. I answered my question correctly.
Well, we both looked at each other and knew it.
You didn't know the answer.
We both looked at it and knew it. And we said, can we say it on the air?
What's it famous for?
Nevada.
Area 51. What's
next? What's the next question?
You don't know why?
Nevada.
You know what? Never mind. It's back to Ricky versus Hunter.
Are you kidding me?
We turned it on.
Oh my God.
You guys ruined that. That's it. 0-0, Ricky versus Hunter once again. Because I can't have this. You guys can't get along.
I'm fine.
Nope. All right, here we go. Hunter Brody.
All right.
Maybe I should let him win.
Which American president appears on a $1 bill?
George Washington.
That is correct.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Shh.
Ricky Batalico.
Yes. Over there.
Which geometric shape is generally used for stop signs?
Octagon.
That is also correct. Hmm. All right.
Oh, boy.
Next one, Hunter Brody. Make sure I got a fair one.
Messing up my rhythm. I'm Aaron Nola over here. I was just ready to move.
Did you get to the fourth inning yet?
Which restaurant mascot is a clown? Which restaurant?
McDonald's.
That is correct.
Nice. Here we go, baby.
Getting some tough ones over there.
Contestants are not supposed to be speaking.
When one is envious, Ricky,
yes,
they are said to be what color?
Green.
That is also correct.
Who did that? I didn't see either one of your hands go.
Who did that? Was that
magical?
Oh, scared
the angel over here hitting buttons.
One more. Oh boy,
you're trying to stump me.
No, I'm not trying to stump you. I'm trying to make sure I ask fair questions.
McDonald's.
Fair's question.
I can hear my heartbeat.
Come on, relax.
Questions.
It's a game.
Oh, no,
okay.
McDonald's was pretty rough.
These are easy questions still. What sport do the Harlem Globetrotters play?
Basketball.
That is correct.
If you want to call it that. Ricky, put those eyes away. What does that look?
Ricky Bo.
Yeah.
The sport, what sport is called the American pastime?
Oh, come on.
Baseball's here.
That is also correct. Now, hold on. When the questions are too hard, you guys can play. When the questions are too easy, you can play.
I see who you're looking at when you say that, and you're not looking at me. I don't complain about the questions.
All right. They're going to slowly start to get harder from here.
I like that.
I don't.
It's slightly harder. Which movie is known for the famous quote, "Yo, Adrian"?
You got a little Rocky action.
All right.
Whew. When you say what movie, you know everything gets shrunk in my noggin.
Ricky.
You did good, though.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Who is the mascot for the fast food chain KFC?
Colonel Sanders.
That is correct.
On a roll.
Hunter.
4-4.
Which film series stars Johnny Depp as pirate Jack Sparrow?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
That is correct.
Two movies in a row. Shove it.
Ricky Bo.
He gave you half the answer in the question.
Ricky Bo. What is the name of the fastest land animal?
Leopard.
Can I steal it?
Can you steal?
Is it the cheetah?
Cheetah is correct.
Let's go.
So right now.
The leopard.
Right now.
Hunter
blow
is...
it out your ass.
Oh, Jesus. Can I get that as a drop, please?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sure
why,
we can
he, why is he digging anything
in? Well, look, I'm probably going
to
blow it.
He's just
it
trying to get his own card back.
Around the 5
he did get 2 movie questions correct. That's pretty impressive for a guy that doesn't watch movies.
So I was going so fast, I just know that now.
I got it.
What's the score right now?
It's 6-4.
So Hunter was 6. Ricky 4.
You got it.
I just knew he was up 2.
Can you say that again? My earphone blew out.
Hunter.
Yep.
6.
Okay.
Ricky 4.
Okay, so 6-4. I'm winning.
That's, yes.
Okay.
6-4,
see,
Hunter.
Now,
this is where I get myself in trouble? Is that what you're going to say?
Yes,
but why are you doing this?
I don't know.
Okay, those questions were on the easier side, but they started to go up. Now, Ricky would have gotten a movie question, and then it would be tied right now.
I don't know that.
Ricky would have gotten Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
He got Green Eggs and Ham wrong last week.
You would have got Pirates of the Caribbean. It would be 5-5 right now if the questions were just reversed. I think you're getting too cocky too early, and that was your ultimate undoing.
It was.
Well, learn from your mistakes.
I don't know if there I want go to, though.
Oh, yeah?
You don't want to learn from your mistakes.
Well, no, because I feel like there was a little bit of a host error last time.
By the way,
wait, Ricky.
The fastest animal is not the cheetah.
What do you mean?
The fastest land animal.
Yes, it's called the pronghorn is the fastest.
No.
Stop it.
I got the list. It's the
fastest animals on land in North America.
So maybe they're
not North America.
It's in the whole country. Cheetahs aren't in North America. They're in Africa.
So I need to know what host...
Just the questions were a little too hard last time.
Last week?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
They get harder as it goes.
That's not host error. Way out of my range.
It's supposed to escalate up.
Host error got out of my range.
That's not host error. It's not.
I mean...
Are you looking at the questions?
Yeah, I see him looking at the questions, yeah. I guess he's reviewing them to see if there's more host error because he understood that last time there was.
What is the nickname of the U.S. state of California?
The nickname?
Yes. Talk trash.
The nickname?
That's right.
California.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I got nothing on
Ricky,
this.
Ricky, do you have a steal? Do you have a guess? You might as well guess. It can't hurt.
Oh, it is the Golden State?
That is correct. And Ricky Nassie, error, see? And to tie.
Wow.
True or false?
50-50 shots?
That means you automatically get a point if I miss, dummy.
No, because this is, because you could steal.
Okay.
True or false? It's a little bit of a dark question. On average, at least one person is killed by a drunk driver in the United States every hour. True or false?
True.
That is correct. And we're right back to tied.
See, this is what happens when you complain about
that's just outrageous
hosting errors.
What was? And you're a sportsman. Golden State Warriors?
That's a great point made by you.
610-632-0975. 4 o'clock hour coming up. And they get a little humility out of Hunter, maybe.
A little bit.
I don't know how this got off the rails this way here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports, Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia, best show ever, 610-632-0975. I didn't even look. That was Jen.
I looked, yeah.
Was it me?
Superstitious?
Hey!
There we go.
Ask the next question, though.
Stevie Wonder. This is not like, you act like this was like some obscure artist.
Some random.
Stevie Wonder. You can make a pretty good argument that the greatest living musician.
Baby Steps.
All right.
Come on.
You should have known that one, though.
Baby Steps.
Although, did Sly Stone, did he pass away?
I don't know.
Booney will know.
He will.
Because that's his favorite. I'm trying to think of the people who can be considered the best living. McCartney living, can be.
Yes.
Stevie Wonder can be.
Yep.
There are people who would say Streisand. I don't know if I would buy
sure.
it.
Sure, yeah,
but there are people who would say it.
Yeah. That genre.
Doesn't say that he passed away.
All right, so Booney would probably say Sly Stone would be pretty far up there.
Okay.
Yeah, he's very much alive. So there's only a few. And that's why I say there are people who would say Springsteen. There are people who would say it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't yeah. say that you have to agree.
That's true.
But I know not. People who would say it.
Yeah.
There are certain people who you give the all-time greatest living people.
Hmm.
Mariah has an argument.
Sure.
Mariah mm-hmm. can make an argument.
Yep.
But, yeah, I'd like to appreciate Jay-Z, I guess, at the point would now be
probably.
Able to have an
yeah,
argument
definitely.
At this point.
How about Dolly Parton?
She has an argument.
Yeah.
The question would be, Dolly, if they awarded it to her, wouldn't show up and say, oh, give it to somebody else.
Yeah, you're right.
Very humble.
She is, extremely.
A million books to kids, and you only hear about it because someone else said it.
Yep.
You wouldn't even have known she was looking mm-hmm. for books.
Nope.
All right, we'll get back to the foes in just a moment, but let's update our Twitter poll with Jen Scorta.
All right, how encouraged are you with Alec Boehm and Nick Castellanos after their performances yesterday? Still in last place, same old, is it 5.5%. 32% they're on fire, 62% say it remains to be seen, which
yes,
is the logical answer.
Yes, it very much is. But at the same time, that Boehm thing was different.
Yep.
It was.
The
yep.
fact that he was willing to drive it the other way rather than slap it the other way, that alone is different. I can't remember many times. I'm sure if you look at his spray chart, maybe he's done it. But it looked like it was like he went up there with a purpose to drive that baseball the other way instead of tapping it right over the second baseman's head. Like, it was, he had a different purpose.
He did. And if you didn't see the tweet that Jason Stark had yesterday, that he's never hit a home run off a pitch that was over 99 miles per hour until that one.
And the thing about that is, it was weird. He was killing breaking balls, struggling with the fastball. When usually, young guys especially that should have the quick hands, usually what happens is the guy's age, you know about this, Ricky, they start guessing on the fastballs because they can't catch
up
to
him. Because they can't catch.
He's a young guy in his physical prime, and they're throwing fastballs by him. It's a weird situation. He should be feasting
should
on those.
Should it be happening?
Right.
It should not be happening.
Especially a guy like him who seems to be able to control, he has a nice way to control a bat.
I agree.
I mean, he has the ability to have a nice, like, it was weird. So that's so encouraging for him to see a fastball and drive the fastball.
Drive it instead of just kind of, I'm going to serve it into right.
Yeah.
I don't like the word serve in baseball. But drive that sucker.
That's what I'm saying. Drive that thing into right. So that's it. We're about to get back to the folks. Now, I was just thinking, I have a cousin named Derek. We're like 4 months apart. We call him Shorty. Also, I have an uncle named Uncle Bub. The way it worked was my mom, my late mother, and my uncle are only like 11 months apart. So for a month, they were the same age. We're twins. They used to make jokes and stuff. When my mom was little, and then her sister's only 2 years older. So when they were little, they couldn't say brother, and they called him Bubble. And then Bubble became Bub, and that's why he's Uncle Bub. His name's Chris.
And you're okay with this?
Yeah. Because he was Uncle Bub from the start. Mm.
So who do I have to blame, Chuck or Coach? Who was the first one to
Chuck.
Say, Chuck,
yeah.
I'm going to have a word with
yeah,
Chuck.
So, and then Shorty was how it was. And then my great aunt, who's passed away, we couldn't say aunt. So we called her Aint. And that name just stuck. So
her name
aunt
is Aint?
Aint?
So no.
Auntie
so,
Aint?
No, so it was her nickname. My grandma was her sister. We'd call her Nanner. So rather than Aunt Nanner, we would call her Aint Nanner.
Aint
and
Nanner.
That stuck. And we called her Aint all the way until she passed.
Everybody
because
has
we could Because we couldn't pronounce Aunt, so it was Aint.
Yeah.
So she was Aint Nanner until she passed away.
Does everybody have something odd? Because, like, I have an uncle. His name's Philip.
Yeah.
Phil. We call him Uncle Skippy. I have no idea.
See,
where the hell did that come from?
That's right. You just, it just, yeah.
Where did it come from? Right. I still don't know.
The only reason I know that is because I asked. He was always on Bub. Then He like graduates from Georgetown Law. We go down there. It's like a whole thing. And I'm looking at the diploma. Christopher, tell him, what the heck is this? I was like, who's this?
Who's this guy?
Who's Christopher Taylor? And then they were like, and then they explained it to me. I was like, I thought his name was Bob. They were like, no. And then my grandma told me why and how it happened.
Right.
They couldn't say brother, so they said Bubble. And then Bubble got shortened to Bub. And then everybody calls him Bub.
Oh, that's funny.
So he was Uncle Bub.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah. Yeah.
Things are just off the wall.
Really, you should. He's right.
Crossroads.
That's right, Ricky Bell.
Police said.
Yeah, that didn't sound right.
Yeah, I know.
See?
What?
No. They couldn't pronounce Grandpa, to my Dylan's family, so they called him Grampy, and that was his name.
Yeah, because we were making, my wife and I were making jokes on whenever we do have kids, like her mom, people come up with the craziest names for Grandma now. The Mimi's, the this,
Mama's,
the that, the Mama.
There's
so many goofy ones. You're like, how's it going to go?
It's just crazy stuff. Yeah, but Woody is right. You really should be, your parents, they should have named you Broads. Brody. And then I would call you Broads.
What if I legally get my name changed?
If it's your government name, I'd call it. But why would you do that?
To make a statement.
Did anybody have nicknames changed throughout life?
Yes.
Mine did.
Yes.
What'd you go by?
When I was a little kid, they used to call me Gunner because I was a ball hog in basketball. So I would just shoot.
They'd call you Gunner.
Oh, yeah? You were shooting? Sorry, you shot the other day.
That's a cold shot.
You weren't shooting good enough.
No, I wasn't.
He was tired.
I was tired. I was.
I've been drinking a little bit.
Couple pops. He had three booze and in the suite.
Did you eat a crab cake?
No. But I know who did.
Were they there?
I know who had two of them.
Who had two crab cakes?
John Kincaid had two of them.
Was he the reason all along? Was it John?
I saw him eating them.
No. A P1 listener hears me talking about why I can't get
and
a
as
crab
a matter
cake.
Of fact,
he
I
was in
go,
the suite that
he
day.
Was.
I could go a little further. I could go a little further than that.
Spill the beans.
Because there were other people in it. I know Sal Chunas was in there. There was a bunch of guys in there.
Chunas was
and
on the bus.
He ended up going to
he
the
went
suite.
Down.
Him and his buddy.
And let me put it this way. Kincaid didn't get there till late. And when he came in, I saw him go directly to the crab cakes, sit down and eat two crab cakes.
While wearing illegal shoes.
That's right. He did
have illegal shoes on the court.
Well, yep. And that's why he couldn't be the MC.
This guy is unbelievable.
See?
Man, John what if it was him the whole time?
And he let Connor and all them get blamed, knowing it was him.
He wasn't even in the poll.
Right.
Remember the poll we put out?
Yeah,
right.
So
he wasn't
every
even listening
day
in the poll.
When we were fighting this fight, he sat there in that chair.
Knowing he was the one who ate the crab cake.
Oh.
Depriving me from eating food. I mean,
definitely had two, too.
See, he didn't just go grab a crab cake.
He grabbed the crab cakes.
But I don't think, and this is in all honesty, I think there was actually more left on the plate. So
he didn't even finish?
No, I'm talking about on the serving
plate.
Yeah,
see, that also shows you the spite. They only ate them there because they knew I was coming.
Yeah. I was a little disturbed.
Oh, Tom, you're a little disturbed.
I was hoping that those pretzels would be in there. There were no pretzels.
No pretzel. That's why
I'm really sorry for you, Ricky.
Yeah, hey, that's a shame. I spent $25.
We was in there spending big money up there with people.
Spent $30
on a Wednesday
off the
Haiti.
You guys could have walked down. Yes, you all could have.
I could not have. I had no idea where you were.
I was
not invited.
I was asked to go in for purpose of advertising.
They think you're important, yes.
They thought you were important, but you just said flat out no.
Rhodes
and I are just nothing.
That's right. When I see the deals that were made on that day, then you get the pass. It's for advertising. Once the deal gets done.
It actually just started the other morning.
Well, we'll see. Or morning. That doesn't count. It's
Gotta be afternoon.
Gotta be afternoon. Or
Monday
all right, well, I'll have
Friday
to push those guys to get me on this, too.
Yeah, gotta be afternoon. All right. Doug in Harrisburg, as we go back to the phones, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Doug?
Hi, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
I wanted to jump in this name game here.
Yeah.
It's not a game, Doug. It's serious and it's real life.
It's a game. Yeah.
I'm kidding. What's up, Doug?
I just want to say that there's a guy on the Eagles that he prefers to be called... Slay man or Slay.
Slay.
It's just Slay. His wife says Darius. Slay also.
Yeah, they all go by Slay in the house. Like, it's his thing. He does not like the name Darius.
Right. Well, I really like it. And I just wanted to say that. And a question, was Reggie White Reginald or just Reggie when
I don't know.
Maybe he was
Reginald. Look. But I gotta look up what it was at, what was on the birth certificate.
Reginald.
It was Reginald.
Reginald Howard White.
Yeah, so that's what it was. Thanks for the call.
It's a good name.
Could have Googled that. At the same time,
we didn't. Broads just did. Google it.
I did.
Yeah, thanks. Reginald.
Thanks, Scorch.
Oh, boy.
Howard.
Let's
White.
Not get into that.
See?
The Scorch?
Yeah, see?
I like Scorch. That's
you
a
do?
Good name.
Oh.
Scorch.
Oh. We're
name.
About to
Scorch,
get to what's brewing.
Scorch's got that cute little quickness to it.
Right.
Jen's also pretty quick as a name.
I guess it is.
Yeah, but much quicker.
Yeah, but that Jen is a devil that pretends to have a halo.
Yeah, there you go. Now, Laura Rockless, real fast. Then we'll get to what's brewing. Do you have anything you want to say? You're on 97.5 for that. You want anything you want to say to Ricky?
I mean,
to my Atlanta.
You mean the trader?
What?
The trader?
Well, what did I trade out?
I mean.
She was looking for you up there. She was sitting up there. What else?
I did go up there.
Ty Hunter,
did you see me up there?
No. You were not seen, not once, not ever.
Yes, I was seen up there. Hunter, was I not up there?
You need a costume or something? Because, no, you weren't.
Yes, I was up there. That's a lie.
Second appearance.
I introduced myself to Hunter's wife up there.
Uh-huh.
Haley stood up and waved to me up there.
And then what happened? And then where'd you go?
And then I went back down.
Where?
Two different suites.
Oh, two different suites. Two yes. different
Oh, I didn't
suites.
Know it was two.
What are you annoyed about? If you,
well,
let me ask you something.
She was
She's a woman of the people.
You. She
Ricky,
was sitting
the
up there with us.
The point of knockout is to be with the people.
We were with the people. Floor.
I'm talking about during the game. We were with Laura and her ringer and all the people.
Who was your ringer?
My cousin Sarah.
Well, congratulations.
All the way from Lancaster she drove.
To see
Ricky
you.
Bo. I don't know where Lancaster is.
Second out of all the females that played. I didn't even see you on the court. I didn't even see you.
I exited stage right before Kara.
Yep. What show are you on? Whose show are you on?
Whose show am I on? Apparently, I'm on your show.
Well, apparently, I don't know. You're leaning towards the Kincaid camp a little too much there.
Oh, really? I just threw him under the bus less than 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. My Atlanta. Oh, my Atlanta.
This was good radio.
Oh, thanks for the call,
that
Laura.
That was good radio.
She's on my list.
We'll step aside for a moment. We'll get to Chris, Steve, and Ron very soon. And now it's time to find out what's brewing with Jen.
I don't know that I'm...
Whoa. You can follow that up. Go ahead.
You good.
You got a list?
Yes, I do have a list.
All right.
I keep it in a little red booklet at home.
You know we Ricky's a booklet man. He's a tablet man.
You are?
And I'm not talking about an iPad.
These booklets, I just keep little notes.
Yep.
But then when I go home, I have a red booklet.
You have a
put
burn
real
list.
Notes in.
It's a burn list.
I bet you sometimes you're on it, too.
Oh, I bet I
Hunter.
Am. Yep.
No, none of you three are on it.
Oh, look at that.
How about that? All right, this made me sad when I read this story today. A new study says that plants actually give off a distress alarm when they're either thirsty or when they get cut. And they actually make a sound. So when they're thirsty, you haven't watered your plant in a while, it sounds like it. They called it frantic popcorn. I'm assuming it sounds like popping popcorn.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
And when a plant gets cut, they make another sound that's very distressful, like an alarm.
Wow.
That makes me so sad.
Well, we know they're a living thing.
They are.
It's a different kind of life. And plant life predates animal life.
Yes, it does.
So would you call, like, pruning? Would you call that,
well,
like, surgery?
If you cut it.
In a
I'm
way,
just asking.
Although, it's kind of like... But the pruning is for things to grow. Like you cut that,
right, you're trying
and then
to help
and it grows
it
more. So, yeah, I guess it could kind of be surgery in a way.
It's just weird because, like, it's almost screaming for help.
Right.
Yeah, it's actually
it's like I'm hurting it. Yeah.
But
I'm
gonna feel, just because it's making
prune
a sound,
my fig trees
it could be
weekend.
Saying this is good if it knows why you're doing it.
Maybe.
But the not watering it, though. Not having rain, that's got to be a tough
thing. So here's what the experts have found out, or what they're assuming, mm-hmm. is that it's really for moths to hear the sound, to steer away from the ones that are thirsty, because they're going to lay their larvae.
Oh.
And they need a plant that's well hydrated and all that kind of stuff.
So it's a circle of life thing.
Sustain life, exactly. But it goes, the scream, after not being watered, the scream happens about every 2 minutes for a while. Well, it breaks my heart. And this was on a tomato plant specifically. when it was thirsty, it would make the frantic sound every 2.5 minutes. But wheat, corn, grapevines, and just grapes made similar noises.
Interesting.
I know.
Now, there might be some a way for us to learn from that.
Well, I feel badly because I'm thinking of my little vegetable garden that I have in the summer, and I cut things all the time.
Yeah, I forgot you're the green grocer.
I feel bad. I'm going to think about that every time I go to cut. I really do have to cut. I have two big fig trees, and I have to cut them back. I have to prune them back this weekend.
I don't like killing plants.
They're going to be crying.
But weeds,
I know. I feel awful.
And now I feel like with weeds, I'm going to rip something off the top before I pull it from the root because I want the weed to suffer. And I want them to tell all his friends about
yell.
A weed I want to suffer.
Yeah, I know.
So for now, I'm going to break part of the weed first, have all his homie friends heal.
Yep.
And like, then rip out the rest because you got to get it from the root or
you have
come
to.
Back.
Yep.
But yeah, but first I want you to scream so they know what's coming.
Makes before me feel the
round,
terrible.
Before I round off spray too, I'm going to hurt it first and then the weed. Plants I won't, but for weeds.
Weeds, yeah. They're different.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, well, let's go to New York City. A model and an artist in NYC is creating quite a buzz. She's created a naked vegan dining experience.
Now, see, Hunter, you and I look at us.
Now you're done.
Look at us. You pick, see, you give up meat right around the right time.
You know what I'm saying?
See, Jen won't go there because she's got to eat a steak.
I do. I am a carnivore. I can't help it. Her name's Charlie Ann Max. She charges $88 per person, which I think is kind of reasonable. It seems like a very exclusive menu.
Am I paying for the food or am I paying for the view?
In New York City, yeah. I think it's pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
She. This is a quote. You can dine on a, quote, a liberating space that celebrates our most pure selves through plant-based cooking, art, nudity, and self-love. Mm. The meal includes carrot and ginger soup, quinoa.
Big that's quinoa Bro's, guy.
I almost said butter.
I like a quinoa.
I like quinoa, a quinoa.
Bro's is, that's his favorite. Quinoa butter. Stuffed bell peppers and cacao raspberry avocado mousse.
Now, would you like this better if... I get
throw
the
whole, a steak on there, and I'm
no. I'm saying the self love. What if they just say like we're nude and we're happy?
No,
you know what I mean.
No,
the whole
no,
like self love.
No, no,
like,
no.
We like being naked.
Vegans are not allowed to do anything without making it extra. It's
true.
A rule.
That is true.
If you're vegan, everything's extra.
I'd rather just be like, I want to be naked and serve you food. Come
nope.
on down.
Nope.
I,
you need to go
I'm
in there
okay
and have the experience.
You get me a steak and lobster tail, and I'll go. Butt naked every time.
There you
well,
go,
she's
going to
be fully dressed then.
Bro,
that
baked potato
that girl
don't even...
is not as pure.
What are you going to do? I don't know.
You think they have a variety of different servers, or is it just one lady?
I don't know.
Because, like, if the one lady, what if she's not to your liking?
I think there's got to be a lot of different nationalities, a lot of different everything.
That's it used right to be an invitation-only dinner, and now you just it's first come, first serve. So you got to sign
legal
up to go. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just inside.
You have to wear a hairnet?
There's no touching,
well,
I'm
what?
Sure. There's all those rules.
All right,
here.
So my thought was, if
there's
something
no
is hot...
Yeah,
and
I'm sure
like,
they probably put an apron or oven mitts on for a
the
while.
The fajitas that are
well,
sizzling
even,
when they come out.
Right. But even if you're like eating,
tougher,
like if you're just a bad,
skin.
What if you're a bad eater and you know,
oh,
you
no,
dribble
no,
something
wait,
somewhere.
Wait,
I thought it was just the staff
naked?
Were naked.
Everybody is naked.
Oh, I'm not
oh that's
there
a different view. Oh, no, I thought
everyone is naked.
Because now.
What if somebody has gas and
it's always.
Well, that would be a problem anywhere.
It's always gross to have hair in your food. Always gross.
Yes.
Grosser if everybody's naked.
And there's definitely a better chance.
I now all of a sudden we, some guess, guys...
No, everybody's
we're
naked.
We're just thinking
some
of a
guys,
strip club.
Oh, yeah.
It's called a strip
some
club.
Some guy's yucky gets into the air vent and lands on your quinoa salad. I'm flipping the table and I'm out of there. Oh, God.
Would Anthony Gargano eat here if there were... If,
oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, does that pass his
he'd
test
there,
of food?
As long
no
as the girl had the dirty feet. He's in there.
I'm just saying. He's got a lot of rules.
There, there was
food.
Some man hair in my food.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm upchucking.
It's always bad
hair
to have hair in the food. At that place, I hair in my food. I'm flipping the table.
You know
I'm,
you're... Come on. If you know you're going somewhere to be exposed
you gotta do
with
something.
Other nudity, I mean, you're going to be naked in front of other people. You know that. Wouldn't you be coiffed?
Well, I would.
Yeah.
But not
but
everybody.
Some people won't.
They won't be. Grizzly Adams over there ruining my experience.
Yeah, thinking that that's real the way it should be.
Right. Get your back hair flying in the world and worse.
Oh,
yuck.
All right.
Look what you did, Jen.
Let's end in Brazil, because why not? A Brazilian man is known to be, quote, human Satan.
Oh, Lord.
He's now official as well, according to the Guinness World Records. His record is having the highest number of horns implanted in his head. He's had surgeries to remove his middle finger, implants of silver tusk in his mouth, and he's removed most of his nose. What? 80% of his body is covered in tattoos, including his eyeballs. I don't understand how you can tattoo
people
eyes.
Are doing that.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Like okay.
I
out
think
almost.
It's crazy, but people do it his inside name? Of their lips. It's yeah. crazy.
I've seen that. I didn't know eyeballs was a thing, though.
Oh, yeah, it's a thing.
And you can go blind.
How do you... How would... I don't
it hurts.
I don't
people
under-
do it. You can go blind, but you don't always... No. You can't numb the
eye. But how do you hold your eye open like that while it's getting...
I think they use those things that they do to keep the eye open, like when you have, like, LASIK surgery.
Okay. His name is Michael Prado. He's married to a woman who is considered the demon woman. They are a very lovely couple together. He literally has, like, a dark green tint to him. He's got horns that come out of his head. He's got a shaved head. He's got... his nose is...
These people,
it's
these
like,
body modification people.
He looks like... a scare cartoon character.
I think sometimes they're searching for something.
I guess.
Like, because I don't want to...
But
like,
now he's been justified by Guinness Book.
Yeah, but you don't get money. But I know for a while there are still, like, the quote-unquote freak shows. I don't have a better name for it. Those still exist. Maybe they're more prevalent where he is.
Right.
Like, you know
maybe
that,
even underground or something.
Yeah, there yeah. are people that will, and there's all kinds of people that are into all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, would there be some woman out there that's into, like, a dude like that?
Well, he's married to one. She's considered yeah. the demon woman, and she has very similar looks with the tattoos and, like, the green tint. It's not even, like, a tattoo on their faces. It's like, she kind of had some, but his face is, like, colored.
Yeah.
But it's tattooed.
Yeah.
Right. Permanent. So, like look like a... lizard or something.
My thing
weird.
Is,
yeah. So but they found each other, and that's great.
Great for them.
Yep.
Thank
because
you,
we love
You're
love.
If they, yeah, we love,
do love.
We
love.
No.
We love.
We love. Love.
I love love.
No.
Yes, I do.
We learned this week. You do not.
I do.
So let's say
I'm just going to take a seat.
Yep.
For this
let's
that's
say
right.
you believe in heaven for a second.
Okay.
When you get to heaven. Do they revert back to how like they were originally made?
Oh, I don't know.
Or are they up there as like their intentional freak?
I think you go as you pass at that age.
That's
I always
what
thought you went to your, you go back to your prime.
I never thought that. Yeah.
Sign me up.
I
for
always
that.
Assumed you get up there to your prime.
To like your best?
To your best.
But your body goes
I
nowhere.
Love that.
What? Well, your spirit.
Your spirit. Yeah,
okay.
Spirit
walk around goes. Heaven and stuff. I think you yeah. go to your to prime.
Yeah, I got questions, but we're up against
it. Yeah, I'm all about that.
610-632-0975. Chris Steve Brown, we'll get you in the 5 o'clock hour. Question of the day. Out of context, tasting table, everything here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.